Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has announced plans to establish an independent commission to investigate the deadly insurrection at the U.S. Capitol building. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports now that the former president has been acquitted by the Senate, lawmakers continue to look into all the factors that contributed to the attack.
Pelosi says the commission will be tasked with reviewing the facts and causes related to the attack carried out by a pro-Trump mob on January 6th. In a letter to lawmakers, Pelosi said the commission would be modeled on a similar one convened after the September 11th attacks. She says it will look into the preparedness and response of the Capitol Police and other federal, state, and local law enforcement in the Capitol region.
NPR's Windsor Johnston. Electricity providers across the central U.S. began rolling blackouts today because there was not enough power to meet demand. From Kansas News Service, Brian Grimmett reports on why there's a need for such extreme measures.
Record cold temperatures across the region have led to high demand and a limited supply of electricity across the central U.S. To prevent a major uncontrolled power outage, the regional grid operator asked utilities to begin rolling blackouts. Blackouts will last between 30 minutes to an hour. Scarce natural gas resources and cold weather-related declines in the ability of power plants to produce electricity contributed to the lack of sufficient power supply. Regional grid operators say the emergency could last through Wednesday. Officials are asking for everyone to limit electricity use as much as possible and to set thermostats to 68 degrees or lower. For NPR News, I'm Brian Grimmett in Wichita.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says his administration should have done a better job communicating data on nursing home deaths to the public. NPR's Sally Herships reports Cuomo said he accepts responsibility.
Governor Cuomo says his administration should have provided complete information on COVID deaths in nursing homes faster. Initially, those numbers didn't include patients who died after being transported to a hospital. This was the governor's first press conference since last week, when it came to light that the state withheld the data to prevent the Trump administration using it against them.
We made a mistake in creating the void. When we didn't provide information, it allowed press, people, cynics, politicians to fill the void.
Cuomo says his office was dealing with other aspects of the crisis. Lawmakers are calling for investigations, stripping Cuomo of his emergency powers or for his resignation. Sally Herships, NPR News.
With the U.S. COVID-19 death toll now topping 486,000, researchers are looking at how to tweak their vaccine recipes in case an update is needed as the virus that causes the disease mutates. Changing the formula is only part of the problem. They also need to determine how it's mutating. This is NPR. A spokesman for the U.S.-led coalition in Iraq says indirect fire has killed a civilian contractor. NPR's Alice Fordham reports five contractors and an American service member were injured.
The attack hit the northern city of Erbil at night. People in the city heard explosions and sirens. A security source in northern Iraq tells NPR other rockets hit areas in and around the city, injuring several people, in addition to targeting the coalition base, which is close to the civilian airport. The source says the rockets came from an area south of the city. It's rare for Erbil to be targeted by such attacks, but American officials have blamed Iran-backed groups for previous strikes on U.S. forces in recent years. The number of American troops in Iraq has been reduced, but there are still about 2,500 service members here. Iraq's prime minister, in a statement, calls for an investigation into the attack. Alice Fordham, NPR News, Baghdad.
Iran is accusing the U.S. of an act of piracy for the seizure of a cargo of oil on the grounds it came from Tehran. Government there saying the shipment destined for China aboard a Liberian flag tanker did not belong to the Iranian government. Washington contends the cargo countervened U.S. terrorism regulations. The ship at lastward was anchored outside the U.S. Gulf port of Galveston. U.S. officials said last week Washington had sold more than 1 million barrels of Iranian fuel seized under its sanctions program last year. Tensions between the U.S. and Iran have been mounting since the U.S. abandoned the 2015 Iran nuclear deal under former President Donald Trump. Oil closed today up 75 cents a barrel to end the session electronic trading at $60.22 a barrel. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.